never knew you loved.
Like a virgin, like a virgin.
Like a virgin.
On Triple J's Like a Virgin this morning, I think there's a lot of people in this rather large room who are sort of out of their comfort zone. I know I am. I'm down from my nice, tidy little studio to the big room. There's a couple of percussionists who only knew they were doing this morning. In fact, the only person who looks sort of semi-comfortable is Ben Folds sitting behind the baby grand piano.
I'd say the people behind the cameras look completely at home.
Now, let's talk first about what's going on in here. There's a lot of stuff going on in this room that I just don't understand. Let's talk about the piano first and
highly
what you've
technical.
Done to it.
It's a highly technical process called stuffing towels into the strings. Technically, it's a prepared piano, I suppose. It won't sound normal, and that allows me some sort of little gimmick so that I feel comfortable about playing this song.
So the towels obviously give you a bit of a muffled sound, but what about the alfoil that you've got laying across
the tin foil gives it the ticky sound. Mm. And these don't have that, so that way I can go.
If you were in the studio and you were recording this song for yourself, are these the kind of tricks that you would use, or you'd just
do
this
that.
Through Pro Tools at the end?
No. I would do it like this. I like getting all the sort of effects and things you're going to do on the spot so that it's part of the performance.
Well, let's go to the percussionists here. Three people who didn't know they were doing this until this morning. We've got Dave from the Camels, Josh who plays with Josh Pike, and we've got Christian who's currently playing with Pinky Beecroft.
That's right.
Yep. Can you talk us through the instruments, the items that they're playing and what you hope to get out of their sounds?
Yeah, he's going postal on us. That's some kind of box for moving. It's Australian Post. We were speculating it might be some kind of federal...
Federal offence.
Did you say federal here?
Yes.
It would be a federal offence.
To be playing the Australia Post mailbox.
Yeah. Al-Qaeda's taking all our boxes and playing. And then over there we've got, he's playing the DVD.
The Meanies DVD.
So Wally can get some...
Wally can get some bit of promo. Nice.
Awesome. And the music stand too. And... then Christian over there is playing more so sophisticated instrument of a chopstick on, what is that?
Sort of an ashtray. Metal ashtray.
You wouldn't say an ashtray in the ABC. You would say,
A lolly bowl.
A lolly bowl. Yeah.
And a wine glass.
And a wine glass.
So Christian's got the top ends. We've got the mids and the low. Is that how
it
works?
That is how it works, yeah.
Nice. And they've done a few run-throughs. They're sounding pretty comfortable.
Yeah, they sound good.
It's all coming
and
together,
grooving.
As you like.
Oh, yeah, I like it.
All right, well, let's talk about the song that you've actually chosen this morning for Like a Virgin, which is the cover, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The Postal Service.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan.
Thus, the postal box. I like the album a lot, and the song happened to be playing on my iPod when a phone call came in saying I had to pick a song. So I was like, okay, that one.
It's a guitar-based song. How difficult is it to translate to the keys?
Not hard. And I think there's a lot of keyboards in the song, too. I think it was like synthesizers and stuff like that. But that's why I wanted to make the piano sound a little bit different.
You ready to roll with it?
I am ready to.
All right, let's take a listen to Ben Folds doing the Postal Service track, Such Great Heights, and a bit of crazy percussion as well, so be listening for it.
All right, let's rock this shit. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Great. It's absolutely sensational stuff on Like a Version this morning on Triple J. Ben Folds behind the piano and the impromptu orchestra in the background of Dave, Josh and Christian playing a whole array of items as we discussed earlier. And a bit of mobile phone work at the end there.
Yeah.
Now, I think there was a moment in the room where everybody thought that you'd gotten so, you know, you sort of zoned out from the performance and you thought, I'm just going to text someone while the guys are finishing off the last of the percussion work there. At what point in the song did you go, I might just throw a bit of Macarena on the end?
I just saw the phone and I thought, that's what I have to do.
Is everything around you an instrument?
It can be, yeah.
It's amazing hearing the piano. oh, I'm Camille.
Actually, you could sing opera. You want to try?
Okay.
Just go.
Oh.
The yeah.
Thank you. The piano is such an amazing instrument to be, especially this close to. There's sort of a level of excitement. I feel my heart rate going up towards the end of it there. Do you have to be very contained?
I think it's the cell phone that's done that too. It's just,
to not radiation. Leap out of your chair and start doing a bit of piano dancing. Does that take a bit of control?
No. Well, I do get happy around the piano, though. It's a great instrument. It's like, because it's real, you know. I never really got into the electric ones too much because they don't have strings and stuff in them. So.
There are people, though, who are renowned for a few moves. Tori Amos, she does the humping. She's got one leg on either side of the chair and Peter Allen always sort of pushed the chair away and did the bum dance. And Elton John did the Superman where both feet, you know, threw up in the air behind him over his head.
Yeah.
Is there a move that you do when you know that's the sign that the show is going so well that you pulled out that move?
You know, I sat in with Elton one time and I played a piano on the other side of him and he was over here and we just did a thing in rehearsal and I learned the song. And then at the show, I look up and he's like, oh. Like that, and I thought, oh shit, I guess I have to do that too. But he's playing on a grand piano, I was playing on this little electric keyboard, so I just sort of like, okay, well, there you go. Let's play with my butt. It's fine. No, there would be no telltale sign. I won't bust a move usually. If I ever do bust a move, you'll know it's a great show.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You deliberately don't bust a move, or it's just not your thing?
I got so much to do here. And usually, you know, like with Tori or Elton John, they've got a lot of musicians on stage going with them usually.
Yeah.
And when they don't, you'll notice what they do. They stay right there at the piano.
Yeah.
I never really have any more than two other people on stage, except, you know, I will be playing with 90 people at the Sydney Opera House, but that's...
Well, the orchestra...
That's not going to inspire a move busting. Yeah.
The orchestra shows that you're doing here in Australia, you've already done the Perth ones,
yeah.
And you've done this overseas as well. So it sort of ties in nicely what you've got going on here.
Yeah, add another 87 people. We're just about there.
So this desire to play with an orchestra seems like a very ambitious thing to do.
It could be scary, but the Australian sort of the symphonic system or the League of Symphonic Voters or whatever they call them around here have really just taken care of me. I mean, they invited me to play it in Perth the first time, and they got composers and arrangers to work with me on the songs. And then it was just started rolling from there, so it doesn't feel really scary. They're sort of holding my hand through the thing. They've been really good to me.
Well, I've seen what a sound check takes for just three people to come along and do a bit of percussion in the background.
Yeah.
What's a sound check like with 90 extra people?
Yeah, it's a little bit like... The orchestra like to feel like they came out of the, you know, early 1900s or something. So all these people come in and you have this feeling you're in another century. And then some dude comes along with wires and mics and tries to get them a sound check. And it's like they deliberately don't understand the sound check. You know, it's like, I know you were just in your car, like, listening to, like, you know, Back That Ass Up or something on the radio. And then all of a sudden it's like, dum-dum-dum-dum-dum, what is this thing you call microphone? But the two worlds don't meet very, very easily, and I think it's actually really hard to mic and make an orchestra. An orchestra sounds great by itself without all those mics. The only reason the mics are there is because you know, rock dudes come in and has to make it loud. So yeah, they're really accommodating with that, but I think they sound great without it.
Yeah.
Us rock dudes need microphones or we would sound really small.
Well, you have to, you are, I believe, doing a bit of impro in these shows. How?
Sometimes, yeah.
How well does an orchestra take to a bit of improvisation?
We had gotten sort of, you know, we'd become buddies at West Australian Symphony Orchestra. So when I popped something on them that was spontaneous, they took it pretty well. But it's not something I plan to do every night.
So the Perth Orchestra, they invited you. So mm-hmm. obviously they were all very keen for that. But these other, you're playing with the main orchestra in every city.
Yeah.
And you do get the vibe that classical musicians are a little bit pompous and sometimes maybe a little bit blinkered about their musical choices.
Yeah.
How do you think, what do you think the overall view is of the individual musicians in the orchestra playing with someone like you who's from a sort of very different...
I mean, I've got everything so far from a woman who kept stuffing more earplug stuff in her ears and complaining about the music to, you know, first violinists that have sat behind me and said they thought I was one of the best pianists they had as a soloist. So they all, that varies. I think they all, by the time we get finished, they have a respect that music is my discipline too, and all the hours that they spent in their bedroom practicing, I was doing the same thing, just mm-hmm. on a different kind of music. And I grew up playing in orchestras too, so I understand it. But they're excellent musicians. I mean, they are seriously great musicians, and they're very specifically trained to do, you know, 1/90th of the sound on stage, and that's just a very honorable thing. So I don't have too much bad to say about them. I like to make fun of them every once in a while, but they're really great and they've been really good to me.
Is there a particular section of the orchestra that tends to have more jokes made about them?
I think the viola has the most jokes, although my favorite musician joke was a drummer joke I heard when I was in 7th grade, which is, what do you call it, a drummer with no girlfriend?
What?
Homeless.
Is it going to be a taste of the next album, maybe with a bit of symphony work on there?
I think we're going to record some shows coming up, and then that'll be its own album. And then the record I'm doing in the studio right now, things like this are happening, bringing in 50 people to chant, to playing vacuum cleaners and synthesizers and things, to, and then meshing it back in again with like, you know, squarely written songs with form, just to make it breathe a little bit. I didn't want this record to, I don't like directions, you know. I don't like I like phases, but I don't like the idea that someone's like, oh well, he made a laid back album, that means his next album's going to be like this, or this is a symphonic record, so he's going to like the next one's going to be like this. So I like zigzagging, so my next record is definitely a zag. I'm zigging right now.
Well, let's take a listen to one of your own songs. Mm. This one's called All You Can Eat. Ben Folds with us on Triple J.
Son, look at all the people in this restaurant. What do you think they weigh? Look out the window into the parking lot at their SUVs taking all of the space. They give no fuck. They talk as loud as they want. Gonna get on the microphone down at Walmart, talk about some shit that's been on my mind, talk about the state of this great nation of ours. People look to your left, yeah, look to your right. They give no fuck, they buy as much as they want. They give no fuck, just as long as there's enough. Plastic. see him in the National Geographic, squatting bare-assed in the dirt, eating rice from a bowl, with a towel in their head, or maybe a bone in their nose. See that asshole with a peace sign on his license plate, giving me the finger and running me out of his lane. God made us number one, 'cause he loves us the best. Well, maybe he should go bless someone else for a while and give us a rest. And everyone can see we've eaten all that we can
on Triple J this morning. Ben Folds live on your radio doing his track called All You Can Eat. Ben's here doing shows with orchestras all around the country tonight at the Sydney Opera House through till the 9th, in Brizzy at QPAC Concert Hall on the 14th and 15th, Melbourne at Hammer Hall on 22nd, 23rd and 24th of September, and finishing things up in what has, I guess, sort of become a bit of a hometown for you, Adelaide, and 29th. Adelaide, 29 and 30th of September. Oh, and I believe the Dresden Dolls are going to be stopping by on
some of
the shows.
Yeah, Brisbane maybe and Melbourne maybe.
And are they going to, they're not going to be doing support, are they? They've got another role in this extravaganza.
Yeah, they're just going to come on and make a scene. Yeah. Like play a couple songs and scare people.
Excellent, Ben Folds. Thank you so much for your time today.
Good to be here. Thanks.
You're on Triple J.